because I was on the EU and I was on the Marie Curie program, I could see that there were lots and lots of young scientists who were in a delicate phase of their career, and giving them a stamp of honor would elevate them. And I also saw the EMBL scientists here were young, early stage, and the ethos in EMBL of supporting young people was such that it seemed as if we should do something about it, EMBO should do something about it. I then thought they had to get together. These young people had to come together, younger stage career, present their work, get to know each other. We put some small amount of money to help joint projects if they could think of something interesting to do. So it was part of the building them into a network. So with time, other aspects were added, like there are now laboratory courses that are essential. And so we looked at them as a stream of people who were going to be supported in a high percentage. Now, I don't know what the percentage, but every year a few more are elected as EMBO members and their careers develop.